What's up, bro?
Oh my! You're gonna get Jen. You're gonna get ass. Oh my God! He has a humongous cock.
Hey, what's your name?
Jason.
Jason, how's it going? Odorous from Guar. I'm a big fan.
Good. I'm a,
you're
finally.
You're a fucking freak.
You just smashed
it. You need a bigger studio.
Dude.
The only person who's not freaking out is the dog.
Yeah, which is weird because I thought he'd go here for sure.
Yeah. I'm a big Men at Work fan.
Yeah.
How many fucking Men at Work spinoff bands are there? Basically, everybody in the band formed their own version of Men at Work.
Did they? They were trying to relive the whole fucking thing.
I think so. You know, well, yeah,
I like Vegemite, but that's about as far as it goes.
Now, will you tell me, please, what the fuck is a Vegemite sandwich?
It's like this black paste that comes from beer and you put it on your toast.
Oh, that fucking sounds excellent.
It's kind of cool.
Excellent. So Are you very familiar with anything that we do?
I've known you from when you started, but I didn't wear your t-shirt or anything, but I've always known that Guar was out there among us.
Oh, very good. Well, yeah. It's good to meet you finally. I understand that, you're a skater. I'm a skater, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, hell yeah.
You're an alien, right?
Yeah, but, you know, occasionally I like to take the form of a human being. And for many years, I was took the form of a pimply-faced little suburbanite in the suburbs of Washington, D.C., where I grew up on Jay Adams and Tony Alva. And
yeah.
I used to have a subscription to Skateboarder magazine.
Right.
And my first, I guess about my fifth deck was the Jim Muir classic Green Dragon Dogtown.
Yeah.
That was like my prized possession, yeah.
You smell like rubber.
Well, you know, they sprayed me down with all kinds of shit to try to keep this, you know, the syphilis that is inherent with the creature, you know, under control. It doesn't work. You know, it's like we're trying to leave an impact on the industry at all levels, not just with our music, but with our stench and also our sexual proclivity. So, yeah, I smell like shit.
Yeah, I feel like we have a lot in common. You don't look that smart, but you, when you talk, you come across very intelligent.
Yeah. I've always believed that's an excellent strategy. You know,
right.
It's really good to get people to commit. They think, you know, oh, you're a skater. Oh, you're smoking crack. Oh, you're unconscious at the bottom of a, you know, stairwell somewhere. And then all of a sudden you're quoting Shakespeare. It just freaks the fuck out of them.
You get a lot of pussy with that shit?
Yeah, I mean, I just take what I want, basically, but so having spent years as a rapist, I have to say...
You rape people!
Well, I'm a raper. Raper, yeah. Not
murder?
A rapist, raper, but not people so much. I'm more of a animal.
You rape animals?
Yeah.
Michael's a cow fucker.
Yeah, I got a thing, I'm trying to, this is my goal, Odorous, if you're familiar with what I do, you know that I've sodomized animals all around the world, and, my goal is to try and fuck a living blue whale.
Does a blue whale's vagina massage your cock like a dolphin?
I think, yes, indeed.
Have you fucked a dolphin?
I've done dolphins, I've done sperm whales, I've fucked blowholes. I think the blue whale vagina is the biggest vagina on the planet, and I'm trying to get up in there, basically.
I thought the biggest vagina on the planet was Ryan Seacrest.
No, actually it was Lindsay Lohan, you know,
right.
But
have you done her?
No, I wouldn't touch her, you know, I do have certain standards.
Fair enough. But you would do a whale.
Yeah, I fucked many dead whales. I mean, you find them washed up on, you know, African coastlines, and, you know, once you deal with the local rebels, you know, you can have your way with a dead whale, but it's just not the same. You know, I want a blue whale. I want a living blue whale. I want it to love me.
Are you scared of drowning?
Oh, I don't breathe.
Oh, sweet.
Sink like a stone, though. Sink like a fucking stone. Babe, when we go to tour Europe, I just walk across the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean.
You don't have to worry about drowning when you're fucking a whale.
No, exactly. I'll fucking get in there on a ski-doo or a scuba-doo or maybe something that James Cameron, the famous director, has designed. And
yeah.
I'll chase that damn whale, and I'll make savage, bitter love to it. And when I cry, the tears will mingle with the salty drops of the Pacific or the Bering Straits or wherever the hell I am. And it will be love, and it will be bitter, and it will be odorous and a whale fucking.
Have you ever held a gun to an animal's head while fucking it?
No, I'm not. I'm not really about the gun. You know, I would club you with a gun, not
yeah.
you, or you know, someone a lot smaller than you, or a woman probably. But
right.
You know, it's not as much fun with guns. I've always been more of a do it with your hands
yeah.
kind of a swords,
yeah,
maces,
hands on kind of guy,
pikes. you know, stop signs, buses, you know, anything that hits and breaks. If you want to kill somebody,
yeah,
then you might as well, you know, take the time to do it with your hands.
That's just what I've always said. If you're going to fucking go bear hunting, you should do it with a sword, not with a gun.
A sword, even an arrow is, you know.
It's manly.
It's pretty manly, yeah. I mean, if you're like, oh, you're shooting it with an arrow from 30 yards away. Well, you know what? That grizzly bear is 12 feet tall,
yeah,
and you're sticking it with a little pin,
yeah,
and, you
can
know,
just wound,
you know,
him and piss him off.
That takes some fucking balls right, yep, there, definitely.
I agree. You have a huge cock, and it's out right now.
Yeah, it always is.
Right.
It just comes back from how I was brought up in outer space, the planet Scumdoggia. On my world, it's considered bad manners to not have your dick hanging out.
All right, so you're, yeah, just being courteous, right?
Yeah,
now,
exactly. I'm trying to, you know, the Romans with their...
killed Jesus.
Well, yeah, that. But before that,
right,
they were very much known for their theater, you know,
and
Aristophanes and stuff, the frogs, whatever. And the phallus was a huge part of their cultural identity.
Yeah.
The actors would wear the phallus, and that was a big part of what they did. And so I'm kind of trying to bring that back. In our society... We have, your society, you know, the society that we are part of, but right, live outside of. We have a, for some reason, they want us to tuck our genitals.
Yeah.
And I think we should be proud.
I completely agree. I've always wanted to flop it out, but people get weird about it. It's,
yeah,
kind of bullshit.
Yeah, they do, but, you know, if you hang around with me, you'll find that, you know, it'll work out a little bit better.
I've got to tell you, your cock did not offend me as much as somebody else's cock would have.
Oh, no. I mean, for example,
it's kind of a polite cock, really, when you think about it.
If you had Ryan Seacrest in here,
he would piss me off.
That would be horrible. Hey, can I get something to drink, too?
Yeah, does this guy not look thirsty to you?
He does look thirsty.
Well, then fucking get this guy a beverage.
Baby blood, please.
Gotcha.
I need a straw, though.
Odorous would definitely need a straw.
Well, you know what? I must say, they prepared me for you to be a fucking maniac, and I must say, you're coming across as very well-mannered, well-spoken, and actually fairly intelligent.
Thank you. Touché.
Very fucking good. I like this.
You shoot loads on your fans.
Yeah, they insist, and that's something that we do. I mean, I find myself very often on stage getting into such a state of sexual excitement,
right,
that, you know, I want to share with the audience. And, yeah, we were just down in, San Diego last night at Comic-Con,
yeah,
and
yeah,
I think I spent at least 4 or 5 songs just going.
Right. You know, shooting loads for 4 or 5 songs.
Yeah, I mean, it was just, by the third song, I was coming everywhere.
God damn.
I spent the rest of the show in a state of complete sexual just excitement. It
so
was wonderful.
When you're shooting loads, is it still exciting for you? Because I was talking to Michael before, who fucks cows. He said that you, because it's 25 years, Gore's been 25 years on the planet,
yeah,
Earth. You're dropping loads for 25 years. Do you get sick of dropping loads?
No, I mean, God. I mean, can you imagine yourself ever getting sick of dropping loads?
We didn't even think of that. Hey, yeah. Cowfucker, why would we even bring up this discussion? It's so obvious that he wouldn't be sick of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's really...
I have been dropping loads for 25 years.
And you're going to continue to drop
I'm
loads.
I'm working on trying to do it more.
It.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you have problems later, there's going to be Viagra. I mean, it's,
yeah,
like, I don't know that you're going to need that, but it's good to know that when you're an old man and your penis is completely useless, you can pump it full of drugs.
How old are you?
I am actually 45 billion years old. I've been on this planet for about 20 billion. I actually created the human race by fucking apes. And then I was frozen in Antarctica for many, many years and recently de-thawed because of poofy-haired glam rockers' overuse of hairspray, ruined the ozone layer, and that's what de-thawed us from our Antarctic fortress.
Well, then they're welcome.
Yeah, that 25. So we do owe bands like Poison and Britney Fox a certain debt of gratitude, because without them, there would have been no Gwar.
What's growing out of your face?
What, this whole thing?
No, that thing that's growing out of your chin.
Oh, this? Oh, no. This is the clit chin.
Oh.
I have a vagina on my chin.
You do?
I'm omnisexual.
Is it gay if I fuck it?
No. God, no. I'd be honored.
Right.
I have a little dildo attached to my keychain.
Here's
key
the next
ring,
question for you. Is it cheating?
Is what cheating?
If I fuck your neck.
No, God, it's good. It's encouraged.
Wait,
they told
a minute.
Me to expect
I think the question was more
fuck.
Directed to my wife. How are you answering that for her?
They said to me, Odorous, when you go do Jason's show, expect to get your chin fucked. Or
but
your neck, or some part of you.
He and rolls with the
like,
punches,
okay,
doesn't he, Michael? Have you ever fucked a slut?
Oh, man, I'm a slut fucker. I'm a whore.
Good.
Big,
so you would
whore.
Know a lot about sluts.
Being one, I say I have a very, very intimate knowledge, excellent perspective.
Good, because we're doing a segment right now called Dude Am I a Slut, where we help women find out whether they are a little loose.
Well, I I'm a little confused because you say this is a segment for women, and everyone knows all women are whores.
He's pretty gnarly, isn't he?
Well, I mean, maybe
a man with a fucking 15-inch cock gets away with that comment.
Maybe for me today, we'll just say, am I a big whore?
Right. Are we a massive slut?
Am I a massive slut? Am I an odorous level fucking slut bag? Okay.
Well, we should just start right there.
The next question is, how do you deal with headphones, odorous?
I really don't. I can hear everything pretty good. Oh, I need to listen to people.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll just kind of stick this over here.
All right.
I cut a hole in my skull.
Please film this. Film him put headphones on. Oh, he's doing it. You can do it.
I can hear it.
Hello, Sparky.
Yo, it was me.
I can hear Sparky.
You can hear Sparky? Good stuff, Odorous. Well, wait a minute. Are you a dude?
Yeah, I got a question for Odorous, though.
What happened to Dude in My Slut?
Yeah, what's up? Are you
one
okay?
One shot. Okay.
Bentley put me through.
Okay, go, all right, go.
What do you want?
Yes, Odorous, I saw you tour with the Brocky Experience and the Hellions, and I was able to take a picture with the entire band unmasked, and you had told me not to post that online, and I haven't to this day, and I just wanted you to know that your secret is safe with me.
Well, everyone else figured it out, except for me, because I have no idea what you're talking about, but just go ahead, and here's basically the rule from Odorous, do whatever the fuck you want, and don't listen to that Brocky guy.
All right, hey, and also, are y'all going to work in a skit for fucking up Michael Jackson on this tour?
Well, you know, I think Michael Jackson suffered enough, and we've actually orchestrated his removal from the planet. He's not dead, and he will be appearing on the next Guar tour to re-solidify his position as the king of pop, and then we will all shoot dipnepravadamazine into our genitals.
What's that?
It's fucking good shit.
Sounds exciting.
All right, Odorous, Red Dragons, brother.
Well, all right, bro.
There you go.
He wasn't a slut, Jason.
No, well, it's just we've just proved that you know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, but you know, it was a Guar fan, so I gotta give him props.
Here's a potential champion here. Jessica, welcome to, what was it again, Odorous?
Odorous, are you a gigantic fucking whore?
Right.
Am I a gigantic whore?
No, that's just the name of the show. Please don't get offended.
I thought you were asking me if I was a gigantic whore.
No, we're going to figure that out in a minute.
We're trying to figure out if you are one.
Yes.
That's what I'm wondering, too.
Welcome.
Okay, well, let's hear your story.
Okay, I have one. It's a two-parter. So, first part is, dude is a gay that the guy I'm dating wants me to fist his ass.
You're saying your boyfriend wants your fist in his ass?
Yes.
Well, it's a girl's arm, so I'm going to go ahead and say that it's not gay. Odorous?
Yeah, I'm thinking, yeah, no gay there, no harm, no foul, fist away, with pleasure.
Yes, as long as he's enjoying it, we're all having a good day.
I would, just a suggestion, don't use lube. It's much better when the rectal membrane is broken with a Harley swastika ring, and the blood forms the own lubrication.
Red Dragons.
Okay, perfect.
Well said.
Well,
next question.
That's my next question is, am I a slut if I hire a male prostitute to teach me what I'm doing? Because I've never, ever done anal play with a guy.
You want a dude to fist you in the ass, or is he going to come around and fist himself in the ass? Is this the fucking singer of Nickelback you've got the phone number of? What the fuck? How do you do that?
I'm really confused here. You know, you don't really need to hire a male prostitute. This is what your parents are for.
Shut up.
That would be good to get your dad to fist your boyfriend.
Yeah, I mean, no, if your parents really want to help, you know.
Yeah, they've got arms, don't they?
Yeah, Jason, I want to get off the subject of this. Did you know where the band Nickelback got their name from?
No.
Do you know what a Nickelback is?
I want my Nickelback?
Okay, this is what happens. No, not at all. It's like when you fuck a girl on like a table and change sticks to her naked back and then she walks around with fucking change all over her back. That's a Nickelback.
Nickelback gets cooler every time I talk about him. Are they potentially one of the greatest bands in rock and roll?
Well, just listen, it's lyrical genius. Get on the tour bus, come on and hang out with us. Jesus.
It's John Lennon-esque, really.
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, I thought John Lennon's son was good, but then Nickelback came along.
Well said. So you're fucking, you're contemplating hiring a dude. Is he going to show, like, I don't understand how you have to have lessons to fist somebody. I've never fisted anybody. Odorous, have you fisted anyone?
Oh, yeah, completely. Yeah, I mean, I brought the tradition of anal fisting to this planet with me, and, yeah, I never needed any instruction.
Yeah, don't you just fist them?
Just fist away, you know, and if you need to, fucking hawk a lug in there.
Well, yeah, that's totally hot, but I've never gone there, so I don't want to be all nervous and...
Well, I think I see.
Busting my anal cherry with a hooker is my question.
You can do some serious damage You know, especially if you're wearing your Harley rings. So, you know, a little instruction, but let me just say right now, don't waste your money with some Puerto Rican love slave. I will be glad to come to your house and show you the nuances of anal fisting.
Odorous has humongous hands, too.
Yes, if I can get my hand in there, then we can probably park one of those new VWs.
Yeah, totally. Well, I'm all down for fisting myself. I just don't know how to do it.
Well, I will be glad to teach you, but if that doesn't hook up, then go ahead and hire somebody from Puerto Rico.
But if you hire them from Puerto Rico, you still remain not a slut.
Not a slut. You're just not filthy enough.
Yeah, really kind of amateur play right there. Sarah, welcome to Dude, You're a Humongous Whore.
Hey, Alice.
Oh, yeah, here we go. You get this all the time, wouldn't you, Odorous?
Oh, yeah, God. Oh,
hey,
boy,
Odorous. Hey.
Well, and congratulations on your new deal.
Yeah, it's great to be back on Metal Blade. Our new album, Lust in Space, is out next month. Going on a huge freaking tour this fall with Lamb of God. It's going to be a great year for Gwar.
Wow.
Well, obviously you too, but I was going at Ellis with that.
Oh, no. Oh, Jill, I'm totally embarrassed.
Oh, I mean, hey, everybody, congratulations.
I have an album coming out too, but it's really irrelevant.
I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say that this woman is a tremendous whore.
Yes, it sounds like you are a whore for disrespecting Gwar. I didn't mean to make that happen.
On with your question, wench.
Okay, my husband and I went out to
Husband?
Dinner. Yeah.
A few weeks ago, had quite a few drinks, decided to go to a certain strip club that Stern plugs all the time, and ended up sitting next to a table with another couple around our age that were pretty good looking, and somehow we struck up a conversation, and the girl came over and sat on my lap and started making out with me, and then, long story short, she kind of went down on me in the middle of a certain strip club.
Right, you're saying, are you a humongous whore because a stripper licked your vagina in a strip club? Some random chick licked your vagina at a strip club.
Yes.
And your husband was there.
And her husband, yes.
Was your husband making out with her husband?
No.
Yeah, then. You're pretty much Mary Poppins then.
Yeah.
Okay, does it change things that I'm a mom?
No, it doesn't change anything. What, because you're a mum, you're not allowed to lick beef? Shame on the government.
If you would make out with your child, that might change things.
Yeah, wow, I can't believe we're going to go there. Will, you might have to kick this motherfucker out. I thought I was an asshole. But you're not a slut.
Jason, we got to get some sluts on this show.
Hey, can we get... Hey, you guys, make sure... Can you hear shit good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, I'm making sure.
Let's slut it up here, girls.
Yeah, 866, yo faction, motherfuckers. Come on, people. Ladies, let's figure this shit out. I want to save people.
We got fucking Odorous here on the gig, you know? We got Jason, we got the... You know, we want to see something a little bit better than this, or I'm just going to start making up stories.
Vanessa, are you a whore?
I don't know. I'm calling to ask you that.
Let me tell you if you are one.
Okay.
Let's hear your story, slutbags.
I just recently joined the Army, and, like, the third or fourth
She's turning
time
bad. It's going bad.
My recruiter.
You were in the Army, and then what happened?
I just joined.
You just joined?
The third or fourth time I went to meet with my recruiter, I was wearing a skirt, and I ended up having to do push-ups somehow.
Yeah?
And, well, both recruiters and I ended up in the back room, and...
Oh, you're a whore.
Are you good-looking?
Huh?
Are you good looking?
In my opinion, yes.
Good.
Yeah, I like this chick.
Yeah, so you're doing push-ups and you've got a mini skirt on and then you're in a room with somebody else and what happened then?
Well, all the clothes came off.
All the clothes came off in a... What room were you in where all the clothes came off? I don't understand. You're doing push-ups. Who's watching you do push-ups?
Both of the recruiters in the office.
What's a recruiter?
Army recruiter.
Right.
It's somebody who goes and looks for people to join the Army.
It sounds a lot more like they're looking for someone to fuck.
And it worked out really well for them.
Did you fuck them both?
Yeah.
Did you make them wear protection?
Yeah.
Did you suck them off?
Yeah.
Did you suck the dicks at all?
Yes.
You're a whore.
Yeah, well done.
Good job.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Much better call.
Yes, let's pick up the pace. That's what we're trying to do here. I got to tell you, Odorous, you're fucking really good at this segment.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
I've had people come in and do Dude in My Slut before, and I have to save them. I could pretty much go for a fucking smoke break right now, and you can take us out. You're on fire,
like,
my friend.
I feel like we've been working together our whole lives.
We should do a show. The Odorous Ellis show.
People are terrified of me, so, you know, it's all we need is a visionary like yourself to get Odorous where he needs to be.
Right, let's connect. Hello, no name. You fucking assholes out there didn't put a fucking name on the list.
This would either be Morgan or Taylor, I believe.
Oh, hello, Taylor.
Taylor? Hey, what's up?
What's up? Welcome to Dude in My Humongous Whore.
You have to tell me that.
Yeah. Well, let's get the story. Come on.
All right. So, last week, I just recently moved into a house with, like, five other dudes. And,
Sounds good.
One of my roommates is kind of crazy. His name's Ty.
Yeah.
And we went to the bar down the street because we can just walk there. It's, like, right in town. And him and I were the only people left at the bar, and we're walking home, and we go and we buy a 40, right?
Yeah, and then what happened?
And so we're walking down the street, and he's like, let's do something crazy, and I said, well,
I like this guy.
Well, I refer to crazy things as sexual. Doing something crazy is doing something sexual, and he's like, all right, well, let's fucking do it.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, well, there's a church right down this road.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I know. So, meanwhile, this is a pretty main road, and
How old are you?
I am 22.
We're good to go. Continue.
All right. So we get to this church, and I get on my knees, and then I, like, start sucking his dick or whatever.
What, in the church?
No. It's right on the sidewalk corner, like, right in front of the street.
Do you believe in God?
On the grass. I do.
And you weren't in the church. You were just out front of the church.
I was just out front of the church.
Well, guess what? Every time you have sex with somebody, you're near a fucking church. Get over it. But it was in the back of your mind with a cock in your mouth that you were near a church.
No, but that's what made it exciting.
Yes, I know. I'm getting that.
We were right on a main road, and cars were passing by, like, the whole entire time.
Dude, let me ask you this.
So I sat there and, like,
you just called her a dude.
Right there.
Listen, man, did you tongue his anus?
Did I what?
Good question.
Tongue his anus.
Yeah, what, are you fucking deaf as well as being a stupid whore? Did you tongue his ass?
Fuck no.
Did you fucking put your fingers up his butt?
No, I did not.
Did you think about your dad?
No.
You're not a whore.
Good question. Get off the phone. He's really good with the questions.
I mean, it's just so obvious.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't think of your dad, you're pretty much in the clear.
I know, I think of my mom every time I fuck her.
You think of your mom every time you fuck her?
Yeah,
well, that's respectful. It'd be fucked up if you were thinking of someone else when you were doing
it. That would be wrong.
Yeah.
Is it better or worse if you're fucking your mom and thinking about another woman?
I think about, when I fuck my mom, I think about my dad.
Right.
Fucking me, before I was born. And I come from a fucked up family.
Yeah, why do you look like that? But it kept you alive, though.
It did, and it's given me a semi-successful career.
Yeah, everybody knows who he is.
Everybody knows Guar.
Yeah, I got a new gig on Fox News, believe it or not, on some stupid talk show. Yes, Red Eye, I'm the new intergalactic correspondent. So, you know, this is, they brought us The Simpsons, and now Odorous is on freaking major TV. So,
why doesn't Guar have a cartoon?
Did Guar have a cartoon?
We've had cartoons, we've had comic books, we've had DVDs, we've had, you know, anal probes, we've had sex on the space shuttle. We've just pretty much done it all, you know? I need a goddamn XXX goddamn Guar video game. Now, that would be something special.
You do need a fucking video game. Why doesn't he have a fucking video game?
Why doesn't Guar get it out there? Game?
The one good thing about Guar is that we can just keep doing it over and over again until we finally break through. I mean, Guar, basically, it's been like masturbating for 25 years, and I'm finally getting my nut.
You're like Anvil with a huge cock.
Right, Anvil and Guar. Now that would be an incredible tour. I've never seen so many 40-year-olds in my life.
That would be one hell of a party.
What's the next slot?
Chris, welcome to your big fat fucking hole.
Wow.
So, I mean, metaphorically speaking, don't get offended.
Yeah, we're not sure yet.
Yeah, it's a segment.
I'm sorry?
It's a segment. We haven't decided who you are yet. Let's hear your story, Chris.
Okay, my story. I want to know if I'm married. We went to go see the Whack Pack down in San Diego, and Bob Levy ate some blue cheese from my ass crack.
Right, you're saying you were slut because Bob Levy licked your ass with blue cheese.
Now, was that blue cheese that was firmly wedged in the anal canal, or was this just a little dressing on the cheek?
He knows what he's talking about.
I believe it was just poured down my crack. Now
don't be a liar and a whore. Did you feel his tongue into your hole?
I don't remember, but my husband sat there and watched from...
Failure!
Hang on a minute. Hang on. I'm sorry to interrupt here, but you're saying that you don't recall whether the tongue entered your asshole? You're saying that it was pretty much a blur when the tongue got near that region?
I mean, Jason, we don't even know for a fact that it was blue cheese dressing.
Yeah.
Could have been mayonnaise.
It could have been mayonnaise.
Jason, when you've been on stage getting your salad tossed by a professional comedian as many times as I have, who can really keep them straight?
That's a good question. Yeah, I know, Michael. I mean, come on. I know Levy. His tongue was in your fucking ass, and that's why you're saying you're not sure if it was in your ass, because you blurred out from the insanity of having an old creepy man tongue you. In front of 100 people.
Personally, it's not...
At the same time, I also picked out a girl from the crowd to make out with her.
You're just grasping at cocks at this point. You're not a slut.
Yeah.
Go back. Get thee to a nunnery.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Odorous. Is there any more girls that want to know? Is a slut? Who's this person right here? Hello.
This is Stevie.
Stevie, welcome to Dude to My Humongous Whore. With
Thanks.
Odorous from Gore.
Yeah, I'm excited. All right. So
how old are you?
I'm 24.
You're 24. Have you ever been in a car crash?
Have I ever what?
Been in a car accident.
Yes.
You have been in a car accident?
Yes, I have.
Did you die?
No.
Right.
No,
good. Great. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. So, am I a whore if,
It's a way better name for this segment. You're so good, Odorous. Well done.
Yeah, am I a big, fat fucking whore? I mean, everyone's basically a slut, but then that gives them another level.
Yeah, so say it again, sorry.
I'm with you, whore.
Am I a big, fat fucking whore?
Right.
If I encouraged my boyfriend not to pull out, but I told him I was on birth control when I was not, and I got pregnant.
Wait a minute. You told him that you were on birth control and you didn't, and you asked for the load to be injected into your uterus.
Yeah, that is not you being a whore.
You're
just
a fucking asshole. That's
what
you are.
That is just you being a deceitful, lying cunt.
I don't usually use the cunt word on the radio, but you know what I mean? When you've got to use it, that's what that word was invented for.
Just
people
remember
who pump fake you on real loads. Don't even worry about it, baby. It's cool.
Whatever, he's just paying for it.
When you look at your... Every time you look at your child, remember, he is a lie.
What?
Well, I mean, she lied to her boyfriend to get pregnant. I just want to remember her to remember every time she looks at that brat for the rest of her lives, you know, that he came about as a complete lie.
That's what his name should be.
His name should be
There's
lie.
There's only one way that you can be a big fat whore. When the child is born, give it a blowjob.
But he can bounce back, right? That.
Yes, yes, we can work with that.
Stephanie, welcome to I'm a Humongous Whore.
Ellis, mate, what's up?
How's it going?
Hey, I was checking to see if, due to my slut, if 4th of July, me and my boyfriend, his buddy, his girlfriend, fireworks, you know, beers at the local festival.
It sounds pretty bad so far.
No, it's good.
I'd rather fuck a guy who works at McDonald's.
I'd rather blow the baby.
You'd rather blow a baby? God damn, escalate.
I'd rather stick a fire thing work up your fucking dirty disease twat.
Well, we don't know about dirty disease until we get back to the house. We get back to the house.
Where do you live, in a fucking AIDS clinic?
You better tell me you fuck Magic Johnson.
No.
What happened?
Where is this going?
No, yeah, so we get back to the house, and all of a sudden the girlfriend turns into a complete asshole. She's just being a big dick.
Did she stab you?
Do what?
Did she stab you?
No, she did not stab me.
Wow.
No.
So then what happened?
She throws a fit, gets mad, and the host, the boy, the guy, is like, here's a little bit of, you know, cocaine. Let's do just a little bit. No big deal.
Red Dragons?
Do a little bit. No big deal at all. We're out in the garage partying, listening to music, setting off fireworks. She gets pissed off, leaves, leaves the premises, and then all of a sudden, it's me, the boyfriend, and his buddy.
Yeah, the guy with the cocaine.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, you know, they want to see boobies.
Of course they do. So, cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Yeah.
It is a hell of a drug. I love it.
Bit of a truth serum for the lads at times. At the end of the day, one girl in a garage with two dudes, guess what we want? A little bit more than just seeing your tits, and I'm sure I went there. What happened then?
Right. So, you know, I showed my boobies.
You showed your boobs to two men alone in a garage. Good point.
Did you fuck them?
Yeah, get to...
We leave the garage, go inside. I don't know what happens. All of a sudden, I'm on my knees with my boyfriend behind me and his buddy in front of me.
Yeah, you blew the buddy, coke guy.
Yeah.
You blew coke boy while your boyfriend banged you from behind.
Correct.
And then what happened?
I don't know. We finished off.
Did you cup his balls?
Excuse me?
Did you cup his testicles?
Yes.
You grabbed his testicles when he was fucking your face?
Yeah.
Did he grab the back of your head?
Did he grab the back of my head?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Did he, like, fuck your face?
Yeah, boom.
Yeah.
He fucked your face.
Yeah, Jace, yeah. I think we got a real slut here.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Yeah, well done.
Very good. Well done. Well scored, bitch.
Thank you for the call. Last call of Dude to Maya slut, unless there's any more. Sam, welcome to Dude to Maya humongous whore bag.
I can't believe one of my girlfriends hasn't called.
I know.
How do you know I'm not?
Ooh, good point.
Touché.
Get on with it.
You've scrambled him.
Uh-oh. Okay, so Dude, am I a slut? I got a pretty good story for you. I used to have this boyfriend, and we weren't actually dating at the time, and we ended up getting really, really drunk and having a bit of a naked party, which is whatever, I guess. But everybody kind of left, and we started having sex on the kitchen counter.
Mm-hmm.
And his...
What kind of position were you in on the kitchen counter?
I was leaning back, lounging against it while he fucked me.
Was he holding the back of your legs up in the air?
Holding my knees. I'm kind of tall.
Did you have a cucumber rammed up your dirty vagina?
That's what I was going to say next.
No, there was a cock there.
Were you still cooking?
There's no cooking, but his friend came out of the room. He left his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And he watched and was jerking off, and they both blew their loads on my chest.
How far away was his cock from your head when he was jacking off?
Yeah, what kind of a trajectory did we get?
Yeah.
He kind of moved around. He was at one time, like, up by my head. And
yeah.
And at another point...
Did you suck his penis at all?
It may have been in my mouth at one point.
Yeah, what this is
fuck?
Right.
Like, Levy might have accidentally licked my ass. His cock was in your mouth, right?
Jason, this to me is like where this all boils down. Listen, girl, now, when the penises had blown load and there was that kind of like foamy man cream all over the mantlet and helm, did you rub it about on your jowls and kind of clean them off?
No, it's
you are not a
like
slut. You're a feral woman.
You're an amateur.
Get back on that.
Hello, welcome to Dude to Maya whore bag.
Hey, Ellis, it's Phil Beavers, man. I had to get in. I fucking yeah.
That is a man.
Yes. Well done, Odorous, for catching on to that one. Apparently you're a dude, Beaver.
Yeah, I know. You said that was the last call, that other broad.
Well, maybe I changed my fucking mind.
Are
you
a
slut?
Show.
When was the last time you sucked a cock, you big fat whore?
Never.
Right. Not a slut. What do
it's
you want?
It's no big deal. I mean, everyone knows it's not gay Odorous. If it's a man's dick.
Odorous, look, what? If it wasn't for you guys, I would have ended up fucking listening to Flock of Seagulls all my life.
Wow, I bet you never heard that compliment before.
That is horrible, dude. And he got that hairstyle by God, combing my cum into it.
It's quick.
It was a cum castle comb.
I seen you guys in Rochester, New York in 1988, and then I let the whole band fuck the shit out of my girlfriend at the time.
Oh, excellent. Wow. Yeah, we wrote a song about that bitch.
She's a whore.
She is a whore. Yeah, yes. We're ending strong with a confirmed guar slut. She's a big, fat, wretched vagina smell.
Is your cock black?
Right now it is, yes, but it just got run over by a bus.
Right. You're not black, right?
Parts of me are.
Right. I understand. Me too. I'm Fijian.
Fijian?
Yes. It's
I
an
like
island.
That.
Hello, bitch. Are you a whore?
Not because I didn't want to.
Yeah.
Good. Well, thanks for getting through.
Quick call.
Hello, are you a whore?
Hey.
Yes, are you
it
a whore?
It seems to be exclusively men now, Jason.
Yes, it started to switch
this
up a little.
This is when the show really gets interesting, Odorous.
What?
Make sure that guy comes back because he's fucking funny as shit.
He should have his own show.
I will, sooner or later, but hey, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I congratulate you on your adept clarification of the obvious.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for that.
Thank you.